Bible podcast.
Well, since Chinese New Year is coming, and the team looked around the room and they felt that since Chinese New Year is coming, let's have something related to Chinese New Year. And then among the team, well, I'm the best guy because among the team of people who preach, I'm the only Singaporean Chinese. I'm the best bad. Well, if you guys know me, my background, I may not be actually a very good bad to write on regarding Chinese New Year, but I'm going to do my best, right? All right, everybody say this, Xin Nian Kuai Le. Okay, not bad. So you guys know, if you do not know anything else for Chinese New Year, you get back to office and you're meeting people, just be able to say this, Xin Nian Kuai Le. That means Happy Chinese New Year. And if you think about Chinese New Year, I was surveying, you know, everything about me is about young people, right? So essentially, yeah, you are here, it's up to you. Like, you feel you're a young person, you qualify, right? It's your choice, right? I hear now they bump up the age to a young person to 60. They push that higher, all right? Yeah, all those articles are written by the people who are the 40-ish and then just moving the bar up higher. So you're 16 below, you're a young person. So all the young people say this, Chinese New Year, hey, what is it about Chinese New Year to you? It's about the makan and the food, the family come together, we have lots of food, we eat a lot of stuff. Okay. Okay, and then for sure there is the lo hei, right? The lo hei, done this before? Right, I do not know how it came about. Then it seems that the higher you flip it, the more prosperity will come. Does it work that way? Oh, you don't believe that, lah. No, we don't believe. I don't believe that too. You know, I was struggling to find a nice Chinese New Year thing with a Chinese New Year greeting, but everything had this, the turkey on it, the pig. Everything. So I was like, I was talking to my wife, if I put something with the turkey, then how? I mean, it's, what will people think? Oh, you mean now church, we believe in the zodiac signs. We don't, right? Do we? No, we don't. But I tell you this, the pig, right? Right? You think about this, Chinese New Year, the pig actually is the most celebrated among all the animals. Your bak kwa, your suckling pig, your kong ba pao, all Chinese New Year stuff. It's just that it's the least honored and appreciated, but it's the most celebrated without you realizing it. All right, I have to say this because I'm also a tengkia. All right, so up to you to pick, all right? 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, please don't, all right? Anything below that, I'm okay with that, all right? If you understand what that means, it's all 12 years. But it's also about the CNY goodies, a lot of the CNY goodies, right? Then that's why I tell you the pig is celebrated, bakwa. All right, you like that, bakwa? Then my favorite is this, the pineapple tarts. All right, the only the pineapple tarts. And this year, I wisen up, I'm smarter already. You know why? Because before any kind friend sends me this text, right, while you're holding the pineapple tart, you're going to put it in your mouth, right, your fourth piece, your fourth pineapple tart. Then you get one, oh, Happy New Year, you know, I'm thinking about you. And then, hey, you know what? Then they send you this thing, right? It's been happening in the last 2 years, right? One pineapple tart you eat, you must walk 50 floors to burn off that thing. So you're holding that pineapple tart in your mouth and your tears are coming down your eyes, right? Because, not because your this friend is, well, you're so touched with my friend, think about me, right, about the calories, I'm not their friend you need to send the information to, right, the tears is coming down my eyes because, well, if I eat one whole tub of pineapple tarts, that is 30 pineapple tarts times 50 means 1,500 floors. Which means if you come to church every Sunday, right, maybe plus minus you miss about 10%, right, because you're traveling and all, which means you got to climb up the steps to church for the next 3 years. If you eat one pineapple tart, right, yeah. Right, so I wisen up. I've started eating already. I started working now before all those information comes. If it comes, you know there's a way out. It could be fake news. Right? It could be fake news, right? Who actually worked this thing out, right? I have no idea. Right, and then of course don't miss it. The oranges are important. Right? The oranges are important. Xin Nian Kuai Le, you just bring oranges, you are good, right? Just bring oranges if you're going to visiting, you're going to any event regarding Chinese New Year, just bring the oranges. The oranges signify prosperity. The pineapple starts signify prosperity. There's some background behind that. But when I was growing up as a kid, I make sure I had the oranges with me because it's all about this. It's all about this. It's all about what? Prosperity is what? What? You want to, what? Martin knows the thing, what? Everybody say, what? Yeah, nice. Oh, I was just preparing whether this, you guys will say, what? You know what it means? Huh? It means to, okay, what is to prosper, right? It's to prosper, right? And growing up as a kid, I am the most filial son you will find. I will go to every family gathering in Chinese New Year, every single one, right? Every relative that my parents are going to visit, I am there. with my, not two, but I will bring four oranges, right? Because just in case, sometimes you go to the home, you bring your two. Then the, I mean, it's a cultural practice. You're bringing and basically say, hey, I'm blessing you. I'm speaking prosperity over your household. And then when you leave the house, people will give you the oranges. But sometimes in the midst of all the festivities, they forget, right? Well, then there's a problem if they forget. Well, you got another home to go to. Then no more oranges, eh? Right? Yeah, so bring four. Right? Keep two in the bag. Right? This is a tip for you guys, right? Keep two in the bag, right? Because the oranges are very important for me because I go as a kid. I'm at every single gathering, every friend that my parents are visiting, I'm going. It's about this. It's about what? You know, it's the time for me to what, right? So I'm there and you just have to do the simple stuff. Like, 新年快乐, 恭喜发财, that's prosperity, right? Okay, I know some of you think, hey, the one got luck involved. No, it's okay. Right, 恭喜发财, then, and you're standing there and I will hold my peace. I will go through all the same cycle, you know? Wow, you're so big already, Right, all the uncle and daddy was, wow, you're so big already. I was like, within myself, I'll keep quiet. Just be nice, a good son. You don't expect me to grow, man? Every living organism grows, all right? I'm supposed to grow, what? Well, then I say, hey, after a while, then I say, hey, got a girlfriend or not? What, no girlfriend yet? Why? You don't like girls? I say, it's okay. I will hold my peace. 新年快乐,恭喜发财. Within myself, 红包奶奶, hey, 红包奶奶. The 红包 haven't come yet. I can hold my peace. So I take the 红包. It's the year, it's the time for me to what? What, right? For the working people, this is your bonus. For the students like me, this is Chinese New Year is to prosper, is the what. You know, but as we step into CNY, really, what is it about, right? We're going to go into CNY. Every year we cross into this. What is it exactly about? Is it just about all this, the food, the low hay, the family coming together, the ampao? And, you know, I realize the scripture is true. What you sow is what you reap. Right now, after that, you receive ampao to a certain point in your life. All of you singles, if you ever plan to get married, things change. Right, and then for those who know me, right, so things changed. We got married. Then you got to start the gift. Like, it's okay. Then after a while, I realized those of you who know me, you know I got no kids. Then suddenly I realized I became a non-profit organization. Something is missing here. Wait a minute. I think I need to have a better plan. I need to adopt a child every CNY, and then be 50-50. All right, yeah, I bring you a son, my adopted son. Then be 50-50, you split. No, it's like something's amiss. Right, so the scripture is true. What you sow is what you reap. Right, so don't. If all you young people are thinking this is the year of the what for me, then you better measure it a little bit. And I spoke to some of young people, amazing kids. Right, all the ampao they give to their parents, amazing. Right, yeah. So parents, you're doing a great job. That's the way to go. Not like me. All the well, it's my year of the what. I'm just counting all this. Right, but CNY, what is it about? Right, it is about the new. And in fact, if you think about every other culture. Right, when they talk about New Year, it's about the new. Right, it is. Right, we don't want to run from it because who designed the new? It's embedded within us. Right, our God designed the new. That's why He made night and day. Right, so that's why every morning when you wake up, it's a new day. Right, everything. So He designed it. He put it within us. Then when we wake up, this is a new day, and our God is about the new. And when we think about the new, really, it is about prospering. It has to be, it cannot be new, it's not about prospering. So every morning when you wake up, there is something new taking place. But this is how God designed it within us. So it's not about just CNY that we think about the new. It's every day when you wake up, there's breath in you. It's to think about the new, man. God has given me a new day to live, and I'm celebrating the new. And today we're talking about five verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Right, but to get the fullness of this, can I encourage us, in the coming week, read from chapter 1 to chapter 5, right? But we're just going to look at five verses today. And the first verse we're going to look at is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed, behold, the new has come. Some of us, we wrestle to celebrate CNY, because what new am I talking about here? I can't see any new that I can celebrate. There's one thing for sure we can celebrate, a heart that's been made new. If you're in Christ, you have a heart that's been made new. That's the greatest prosperity. That's the greatest way you can prosper, a heart that's been made new. And maybe we need to make the prayer of David that says this, restore to me the joy of your salvation. That if you are here and then you know what, you no longer feel, you no longer celebrate the newness, then maybe it's this prayer, God, restore to me the joy of your salvation. That, hey, if I feel there's nothing new for me to celebrate, I'm in Christ, and that I can celebrate the newness that you brought within me. We put a lot of effort to do spring cleaning, right? So that I can't remember, cannot, so that on first day cannot sweep, because later we sweep away the prosperity, right? So we will sweep before that and sweep. But don't worry about all that. It's about celebrating a heart that's made new. Turn to someone next to you and tell them your heart has been made new. Every second day of CNY, we gather. This is Ross's family, and this is us right there in the middle. You know, I know about photos. If you know you're in the picture, the first person you're looking for is? It's yourself. Yeah, it's all about me, right? But it's not about you, right? Remember that, right? Yeah, but... Yeah, so but you know you're not there. You look for somebody you know, right? So we are there in the center. This house belongs to Ross's uncle and auntie, right there as well. And over here, there is four generations represented. All right, the oldest person is Ross's grandma. She is 104 this year, 104 this year. Right, four generations represented. And so second day for the last 20 something years. All right, uncle and auntie has been hosting this dinner. Right, it's I think there's at least they've been blessed. So is they can put four round those round tables that can sit 10, right? And it's a full 10-course Chinese dinner. Right, they get the truck to come and then they cook at the place. All right, and it's really what suckling pig is there for sure. I go all the time because it's suckling pig is what, right? So the pig is the most celebrated one, right? Today, this, if you never got it, it is the most. We don't believe in the zodiac, but we celebrate the pig, all right? We do, right? We do the kongbak pao, oh man. All right. Good thing nobody come out with how much steps you must walk to burn kongbak pao, and it better not better later come out. Don't send to me, all right? Don't send to me. All right. So, but over here, I envy the kids, you know, because you know what? What's the process here for them to what? In terms of getting their red packet. All right, auntie will organize this. All right, it's always the ladies that will give out the ampao, isn't it? Right, the men basically, because the man is the one that actually the pocket is burning, right? So they don't want to feel the pain so much that he gives, let the wives give it out, right? Yeah. So the from the oldest in the family, the lady, right? They'll have a chair there. All right, the oldest in the family sit there, and then all the kids just line up. Wow, so easy, right? Yeah, all the kids just line up, and then Happy New Year, take one ampao, go back in line again, Happy New Year. After that, the next person sit there, then you come back again, Happy New Year, take the red and go. Well, easy money, you know? What? It's not really what? It's one time, settle everything. I wish I had such easy work to what like that, right? Yeah, but the family coming together is really this. CNY is this, is about the family uniting together. That we come together, there's a reunion. But I guess you and I know this, that even as families come together doing CNY, there are some people who wrestle to go to a family reunion because one thing or another has happened in the household. Right? The people that wrestle to unite together. Even as we celebrate CNY, one of the big things is about coming together to be united. Some families wrestle with that. Amidst all the celebrations, right? Will we play a part of uniting families together? It's a part of CNY. Right? I do not know where you're at. Maybe we can take a moment just to pray. Maybe if you know, maybe it's your family. Or maybe you know of families who are somehow one or the other. It's whatever the reason. But it's not about that. Let's pray for reconciliation. Right, unity to take place. Father, I pray even right now. Dear Lord, that even in this CNY, use us as vessels that will bring unity to family, Lord. Use us as vessels that will unite hearts together. And Lord, you know it's not easy. You know that it's complicated at times, but many times it's over a small issue, a small offense that came about. And Father, I just pray even right now that you break that offense. That Lord, there'll be reconciliation, there'll be forgiveness, there'll be unity. That families will unite together in love. They'll unite together. They will not come in a superficial way. That even as we, for those of us who will be having family reunions, family gatherings, be it big or small, there will be such a unity in the Spirit, Lord, that you bring release forgiveness, bring reconciliation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The next three verses talks about this in 2 Corinthians 5. It says here in verse 18, all this is from God, the God who made us new, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So God gave us this ministry to unite men to God. And so just in case we didn't get it, verse 19, it is repeated again. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting the trespass against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. All right, so just in case you miss verse 18, you know, sometimes we read the Bible, we miss it. Just in case you miss it, he's repeating again that, hey, there is something that God has called us to do, is to unite man to God. And just in case you miss it, one more time, verse 20, he says it again, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. Right? We represent the kingdom, right? Making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. It's not just about unity in a family. The greatest prosperity that you can bring in this CNY period is to unite man to God. Just on last Monday, I went to this place and I saw this. There's a Wi-Fi network, and the password is God is good. So cool. Right? Oh, God is good. All right. Garden of Ram. God is actually Garden of Remembrance. Garden of Remembrance is a columbarium. It's run by the Methodist Church, but it's for all Christians. There are also funeral parlors there. And Monday I was there because one of our old friends from our Methodist Church, her mom just passed on. So we were there and we were at that place. And we were just chatting with her, and then she was sharing with us about how just one or two days before the mother passed on, actually they were wrestling with, okay, what do we do next in terms of health care for mom? Because insurance cover will only cover a certain amount. We put her in a home, it's going to be costly, and then it's going to run out soon. What are we going to do next? And then 2 days before the mom passed on, right, the brother had a dream. Right, their father passed on 2 years ago, 2 years earlier. So the brother's dream was this. He saw mom and dad having bakute. Then after that, the father said, I grew up in a Hokkien church. So the dad was telling the mom, basically saying that, hey, after we finish eating bakute, all right, and he's basically saying this, I want to bring mom home. Such an encouragement. Right? And that is the greatest prosperity we can bring to any individual in this CNY. Is it about the new? Yes, it's about hearts made new, but it's about bringing unity, that you unite men to God. There is this assurance that one day we will meet again, and hey, you know what? Whoever passes on is going home. That's the biggest prosperity. Yesterday, I had the privilege to go to this event. It's a UniY event. UniY is a comm service club that is on different campuses. So over here is students from, I think, NTU, NUS, SMU, SUTD. So four different campuses. And it happened to fall exactly the same time as our youth service yesterday happening here today. Exactly the same, plus minus a little bit. And so it was between Rachel and myself to go for this event. All right, so between the two of us. And thankfully, Rachel took the heavier load. All right, and she did the preaching here. And I just want to honor her, because a lot of what you hear about traction and youth and campus, it is what she brings to the table. All right, you get to see this, but it's what she does, right? Yeah. So I get to do the easy part. I go there and just hang out with young people. Right, that's what I enjoy. No, nothing much to do. Just go there, talk, say something that kind of like makes sense. All right, and then just hang out with them. All right, and to me, it's all about networking. Right, you guys have all done networking before, right? My goal was not so much to share with them about, they were talking about trust and how to build a culture of trust in team. My goal was not so much the sharing. My goal is after that, whereby I can hang around with them, because I'm networking. Well, what am I looking out for? I'm looking out for the people that needs to be united to God. Right, in the midst of this, I tell you, after this, I told this story to two people, their response was the same. So I got to meet this guy, and guess what? Local Singaporean, he has zero concept about Christianity, zero. No concept about church, zero. Nothing, nada. So I mentioned, after I met this guy, I was done, I was talking to someone, and I said this, oh, really, man, Singapore, got people like this? I said, yes! Yes, sometimes you think that everybody has heard about the love of God. No, it is not true. And so now pray with me, because now I have a lead. Right, talk about sales right now. I got one lead. Right, I got the guy's number. Right, I'm out. Scully is here. Right. If you are here, you need to know the love of Jesus. Right. Right, but I got the guy's number. Right, I know where he's. I told him when I get onto campus, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna text you. Let's hang out, because I hang out on this campus, SUTD. John, we're gonna hang out with him together. Right, because the greatest prosperity we can bring to lives of people is to unite them towards God. Last verse in 2 Corinthians 5 is this: for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. if you just take time to dwell upon this verse, that God, you mean a God that is so big, right? Isaiah tells us this, that all the water in the world, he can hold in the hollow of his hand. They're so huge, so holy, so pure. Go to this extent, and now make me the righteousness of God. There's just one thing to do, is to ascribe him glory. There's just one thing to do. It's what P. Joey said earlier, that is to magnify him. There's just one thing to do, right? CNY is all about the shining thing, right? The glory, the come is because it's like gold, prosperity, right? Your ong lai is about is prosperity, but the greatest glory is this, that we first ascribe glory, right? Will we take time to do this? Because this is how it's supposed to work when you do so, and that's why you need to read chapter 1 to 4, right? 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, where, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate is also to reflect the Lord's glory. We are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. What does this mean? Let me, as we ascribe glory, as we magnify him, right? We are looking towards him. We will reflect his glory. We will grow in the glory. We will reflect his glory. And you know what? When you do all your CNY gatherings, you are meeting people and you are blessing them. You are telling them, even what? All right. It is from what place? It's not about the ampao that you're going to give that's going to prosper them. It's not about the oranges that you're going to bring. It is about the glory that you're bringing to the place whereby wherever you go, the people will prosper. The family will prosper. This is Joseph in the Bible. Wherever he was at, the business prosper. Right? The organization prosper. The nation prosper. And how? Because he first ascribed glory and then he reflects that glory out. And so it's not about all this other stuff that we do that will prosper lives. It's about where you first ascribe glory and then so glory can be reflected out. It's not all about this other stuff. My dad used to have a car with a number plate 5656. All right, this is not the car, right? This is an old car. We don't have a picture of that. I just put out this and it's 5656. And then he happened to get this car plate. And then one day he came back and told us as a family, hey, you know what? My friend said, hey, your car plate, good number. I said, what's so good about the 5656? You need to use Hokkien to say it. All right, go luck, go luck. All right, say a little bit faster. It's go luck, go luck. Go luck, go luck, go luck, go luck, go luck, go luck. This car, go luck until the radiator leak. There you go, toe. Right, gola, I was driving one day until the tire puncture. I took out the puncture tire, placed the new tire inside, put it down, and guess what? The spare tire also puncture. Doesn't work this way. It's not about the gola. It's not about all your on lighter. All this is to signify prosperity, right? But when you bring it, it's for you to reflect the glory. How does it come? You first ascribe glory. You look towards him. You're supposed, and prosperity, hey, let's bring glory, prosperity to the people around us, your office mates, when you do your low hay together, when you're doing all that thing about whatting, right? What, right? You're doing that, you're able to say that with conviction because you have ascribed glory and you can reflect that. This is somebody I know where his company, the boss, the company wasn't doing well. Investment company, and the boss tried everything. Position this, position that, shift this, must have water, everything they do, right? It got back to us. Nothing's happening. So finally, he goes up to the boss and then he says this, hey, you know what? I'll invite my pastor to come and pray for the company. Right? Maybe just to qualify this, you don't need a pastor to go and pray to bring glory, right? You don't need to, right? Because you know, PJ is going to be overwhelmed after this. Right, because I believe this all my heart. God placed you in a place. That is the place whereby if you ascribe glory, you are the one that will bring glory into that place. You don't need a pastor to come, right? But for him, he felt that he understood that, but he felt that if I say that I pray, maybe my boss will not take it. Right. So say pastor, then okay, the pastor's spiritual guy, right? Coming, right? Right. The guy is religious, some, right? But okay, spiritual. But anyway, he's exhausted all options. Okay, your pastor come. So pastor came, prayed for the place, and then the response of this guy was, wow. Right, I felt like an aura, which is the glory. Right, he felt something. That's what we're supposed to carry. All right, and then, kid you not, the business turned around. It turned around. In a matter of weeks, the business turned around. They started prospering. All right, and the greatest prosperity that this friend brought to his boss was this. The boss became a believer. He was united to God. The wife became a believer. She was united to God. The son became a believer. He was united to God. The daughter became a believer. She was united to God. Right? Just because there's someone who chose to ascribe glory and reflect the glory. So it's about heart that's made new. CNY. You feel there's nothing to celebrate, there is. Right? Unite. Unite your families. Pray for that. But unite men to God. It's about ascribing glory. But what about all this other actual CNY stuff that we will do, right? Right, and this is my attempt at being very CNY-ish. All right. I put the hanyu there, it's just for those people who cannot make it. All right, kong si fa sai. All right, I mean, this is about prospering, right? It's what? All right, sin. Just testing you guys. Sing siang si chen. I know how to do it, right? Yeah. Right, let me say, whatever you are believing for, it will come to pass. If you commit your ways to the Lord, He will direct your path. It will take place, right? All this. Once you rui, everything will run smoothly. Ti siang rui. Know this? Okay, do not know this. Ask your local Chinese friends. They should know this. All right, all this, some of this, nian you read for a period of time, I was wondering why do we need to every year want to have a lot of fish? All right, but it's actually prosperity, right? It's nothing to do with fish. I just, it's not fish. It's not, okay, it's about prosperity. All right, ma tao gong chen is like, it's about success, right? It's about prospering as well. And then there's sen di qian gang, it's health. All right, I give you a better one. Long ma ting sen. Right, let me, well, super healthy, right? Vitality, right? Let me see, you're like the horse, you're like the dragon. We don't believe in a dragon, right? Yeah, but all of this that we might be saying, right? If you do not know what to say, just say, what ah? Right, it's prosper, right? You don't know, huh? Wow, this is so complicated. Sine quella, what ah? Right, Kennedy, why? Because I just give you one verse, right? 3 John, 1 verse 2, it says, behold, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Right? Can we believe it for the new? Absolutely. God designed it this way. Can we have faith to prosper? Can we have faith for all the treasures, I would call it? Absolutely. But go back and read chapter 1 to 5 because it will help position our heart that every treasure that we are believing from for God, really in the light of eternity, is nothing. Right? If your posture is right, that you're ascribing glory, that my greatest treasure is God, is Christ. And then, you know what? I'm believing for every single treasure, but that is nothing compared to the glory that awaits me in all eternity. You're in the right place. And that's why I wanted to title this CNY message, Prosper. All right, say someone next to you to say, Prosper. Why? Because it's about a heart that is new. Unite, the greatest prosperity is meant to God. Ascribe glory. We are meant to bring prosperity to people around. And it's, hey, can I believe for every treasure? Absolutely. Right, that the treasures can come. But prosper is for everyone here who cakantangan. I'll give you a localized title of this message. There can only be one word for this. It's called Huada! Right, Huada! So, I was a little bit concerned whether if I do this, will I still be around next week? If I'm not, then just pray for me. I'm still believing to what, right? So I showed this to my wife. Right? My wife more Chinese than me. I said, can I do this? What? I said, can. Then the AH, the R, I said, dear, it's so simple. This is Singapore. Anything you want to make into Singlish, just put the R at the back. Right? So it's prosper. So what? Right? Turn to someone next to you and say, what? Come, let's stand. And we need to close this message. It's about a heart that's made new. When you came in, you probably saw the communion elements on your seat. This is a daily thing we can celebrate. You feel that, hey, what is the new I can celebrate? This is a heart that's made new. Let's not lose this joy on a daily basis. You wake up in the morning, God, thank you, Jesus. It's about unity, but it's ultimately the greatest prosperity we can bring to lives to people, men to God, unite men to God, ascribe glory to Him, so that we will be the one that will emanate glory. Every treasure, believe for it. Hey, but nothing compared to the glory that awaits us. Father, just thank you. Thank you for Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that God, that you love us so much. So much that you desire the new for us. And Lord, that even as we take this time to remember you. And you love us so much that you even gave us this reminder so that we will not forget, so that we will not lose the joy of our salvation. We will not forget that you made our heart new. And Lord, we come before you this morning. We thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your body that was broken for us. The stripes that you bore on your body. That by your stripes, we can be made whole, we are healed. We can be made new. And Lord, thank you for the blood that was shed. For the forgiveness of all our sins, every single sin that we made. That truly, not only do we have a new life, we can live a life that prospers, Lord. That prospers. So this afternoon we come before you and we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.